This is Sarah Wright with Promise of Paradise, Back to the Land, Oral Histories of Mendocino County. Today we'll hear from two people in Covelo who still farm according to the principles of harmony between the garden and the gardener, the buyer and the seller, and the people and animals who use their living power to work the land.
I'm Gloria Decatur. I live in Covelo, a farmer with Live Power Community Farm.
Stephen Decatur, founded Live Power Community Farm, 1973.
I grew up in New Jersey, Bergen County. And before Covelo, I did the Waldorf teacher training in Los Angeles and had a friend that heard about Alan Chadwick in Ukiah and went up to Covelo to check it out and ended up being an apprentice there and then met Stephen. And we started the farm.
When I began working with Alan in Santa Cruz, and realized that there was a whole world that I had never been introduced to in terms of horticulture and growing plants and working with the living world in a positive way, I realized that that's what I wanted to devote my time and energy to, and Alan became a mentor for me. And so when he was willing to go and try to start another garden in another place, clear up in Mendocino County, I got out the map and looked up Covelo. I didn't know where it was, and decided I wanted to help that happen if I could, because it meant so much in my life, and I wanted to see it establish and create that opportunity for other people.
Well, the first time I came to Covelo, I had driven straight from L.A. to Covelo, so it was a rather large shock, and I was thrilled to arrive there in the peace and the quiet and the beauty and the, you know, and the opportunities there, and you know, all the wonderful aspects of nature that were so accessible to what we were doing.
And I think the community surrounding us when we came and started the gardens in Covelo was pretty much traditional ranching community and Native American communities. And they probably wondered what these young hippie-ish looking people were doing and if they were some kind of rehabilitation program or what. But then when they saw us working for hours and hours in the day and in the heat and actually physically transforming producing land into a beautiful garden, they begin to understand that we really were trying to accomplish something that was good for everyone. And then we started to gain more acceptance in the community. I was not excited about using machinery and fossil energy equipment. And so I went looking for draft animals. I thought that would be a solution. Started with donkeys. That was all I could find in Mendocino County at the time. And I was a beginner, and I had to teach myself because there weren't any old-time teachers nearby. But working with the donkeys, they taught me a lot. And we eventually worked it out to where we could do quite a few things.
We had some cows, dairy cows, and we were still learning about breeding. And we had a cow that we wanted to get bred, and we didn't have a bull. And so Zola Bauer, wonderful rancher down the road from us, asked him if we could bring our cow down to get her bred. And she was in milk, so she went to go see the bull. And I would go over there every day, twice a day, and milk her. And lo and behold, after all this time, she was already pregnant. And we didn't know it. She had taken care of it herself. She'd visited the bull, the neighbor's bull. And Zola never, you know, let us forget about that.
I think that, you know, some of the back to the land of connecting with the land, people wanted to do it, tried to do it, but they didn't have the skills. And that's where work with Alan Chadwick brought forward actually gave people real skills and abilities to work with the earth in a productive but healing and recreating way.
Probably the original joy that came from back to the land is being in touch with nature and being in touch with nature along with other people, that you're sharing this precious gift.
We've been listening to Promise of Paradise, Back to the Land, Oral Histories of Mendocino County. I'm Sarah Wright. We just heard from Stephen and Gloria Decatur of Live Power Community Farm in Covelo. Promise of Paradise is supported by the National Endowment for the Humanities, California Humanities, the Arts Council of Mendocino County, the Judy Pruden Historical Preservation Fund of the Community Foundation of Mendocino County, the Mendocino Institute, Story Center, and the Grace Hudson Museum.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear.